Hi, welcome to this episode of The Borderscape. My name is Sally. You may tell from the title that this episode is about social media. There are so many social media platforms in the market. TikTok, WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Weibo. I believe that there must be at least one app in your mobile phone. Nowadays, social media platforms have become an essential tool for people's connection and communication. And this will be a personal essay about the implications of social media. Is it really that helpful and make more convenience for us? Before we start, here are some statistics that I would like to introduce about social media platforms. Social media was launched in 1996, and it has successfully penetrated half of the world's 7.7 billion people. The total number of users of social networking platforms has nearly quadrupled in the past decade, from 970 million in 2010 to 3.81 billion in 2020. As of 2021, more than 3.96 billion people worldwide use social media, with an average of 8.6 accounts per user on different sites. On popular platforms such as Facebook, more than 66% of users log on to social media every day. Social media is unknowingly changing people's lives and playing a vital role in transforming people's lifestyle. The rise of social media platforms. Time spending on social media platforms, as well as the amount of people using it, are demonstrations that people need social connection and interaction. Users can chat with their old friends and meet new friends on social media platforms. Social media has two natures. It can open various channels for interaction, and it can expose users to a large number of occasions for interaction. Human beings are social animals. Our inborn need is to belong to a group and connect with others, which is crucial for our psychological and physical well-being. And now, social media platforms have become mainstream tools to help people get connected, and they impact people's emotion and mood positively. A research with a specimen of 2,079 adults assessed the interrelationship between social media and people's psychological needs, and found that spending time on social media could satisfy psychological needs. Those who spend less time on social media platforms need to participate in other activities to satisfy their psychological needs. However, the connections on social media platforms could also impact individuals and the society negatively. In the 1960s and 1970s, television is one of the limited technologies. It is considered the main factor that caused the decline in community activities. And social media works the same way. It makes people ignore their social relationships in real life by making people to create virtual social relationships. Some of you may have some experience like me. Sometimes when I go out with my friends, or even I'm with my family, I feel like they're spending too much time online looking at their phones, and I feel ignored. Although introductory research from Michigan State University suggested that the amount of time spent on Facebook was proportional to the levels of social capital, and a following study also found that Facebook use could predict social capital, which suggested that social media builds social capital. It makes people more connected. However, in a subsequent study, university students asked 12 of their Facebook friends for minimum help with a class project, and only 21% of requests were replied. And those who perceived higher levels of social capital did not accordingly receive more help. This study argues that social capital may be improved by social media use, such as, I feel I am one of the groups, I am interested in what happens in the group, but not actual social capital like actual help or activities. So whether social media really deepens the communication between people is a question worth more thinking. Besides the misconception that social media could deepen social connection and enhance the levels of social capital, some studies also suggest that social media may isolate people from the society. There are some researches that explore the relationships between social media and personality traits, such as self-esteem and narcissism. And the answer is social media do cause higher self-esteem and narcissism. College students who spent 15 minutes on their MySpace had a higher score on narcissistic personality traits than those who spent 15 minutes on Google Maps to trace a route. Later study found that browsing social media platforms not just led to higher levels of narcissism, but also higher self-esteem. Why higher levels of narcissism and self-esteem have something to do with the disconnection to the society? Narcissism impairs constructive social connections. Because narcissism is interrelated with decreased empathy and concerning for others, as well as increased aggression. Although self-esteem does not lead to aggression directly, people with higher self-esteem are perceived as nastier after an insult. So, inclusively, using social media results in more attention on self, and it could increase narcissism, which possibly bring about less attention on others. Thus, people may disconnect with others or the society. Besides getting more connection on social media, another positive impact of social media would be that we could gain a variety of information on it, hence more comprehensive and multifaceted knowledge. Online information and knowledge break the limitation of space and time. Users could easily get what they want in fingertips, which highly increase learning efficiency. Not just an entertainment tool, there is an increasing amount of education institutions using social media as a part of their courses. Research shows that social media is becoming more popular in education institutions. 2/3 of teachers have experienced using social media on their classes, while 30% of them have posted content of courses for students out of classes. Social media are more dynamic and interactive than traditional learning platforms. There are so much information on social media could educate people. For example, information about public issues could bring awareness and help to solve a lot of problems. Information about various occupations could inspire people about their interests. Creative works shared by others could help develop artistic abilities. When discussing the impact of social media about its shared information, the effects of social media during COVID-19 pandemic could be great examples. Social media is one of the most used ways for people to follow emerging topics and news about conditions of contagions. And social media has played a vital role in the distribution of genuine information during pandemic period. A study showed that 68.7% of participants were guided by government instructions, which demonstrates the effort that MOH had put in order to spread awareness and protective measures via various platforms, such as social media and television. And 83.6% of this information came from official government social media. Moreover, in Pakistan, WhatsApp was used as an education tool to resolve COVID-19 related problems. And in Italy, WhatsApp was used to quickly answer questions from cancer patients during pandemic period. Various information online is not always beneficial for us. False information could also impact people and the society negatively. Today, the progress of technology makes more unmanageable information, which may impact the society negatively, such as fake news. And social media platforms are not just where fake news are produced, but also making them spread further. Social media make the spread of fake news faster, omnipresent, and probably convincing. The truth is that the speed of spread of fake news is always much faster than the genuine news, and is more likely to be shared because of human, financial, and technical reasons. Social media could affect people's views to news, events, or even the society, especially when people rely on social media heavily to gain information nowadays. Maybe people will think that they can tell fake news and genuine news. However, people can also be tricked by fake news, even though they are not motivated reasoners. Besides, in the background of deceit actions, fake news could affect people's perceptions, even after they have been proved false. With the development of technology, it will become harder to detect fake news, and more people will be likely to accept the information that is false. In the background of functions of social media, fake news and false information are proven powerful. There is fake news about celebrity, public events, or even government policy. This will negatively impact public well-being and state of society. For example, fake news about a person could ruin someone's reputation. Moreover, fake news about international situation could aggravate political and social cracks. If we see the problem deeper, a question will arise. Will someone make use of social media to manipulate public opinions? The answer is probably. Now, let's go back to our original question and try to evaluate the implications of social media. If we see this problem on the surface, we may find that the negative impacts of social media on socialization and communication are more serious than the positive impacts. However, if we go deeper, we will know that social media is just a kind of tool. We are the master who can decide how to use it. And that is why these negative impacts could be avoided, and the positive impacts outweigh the negative impacts. Social media platforms, as tools with powerful functions, are like a double-sided sword. I think we could take actions to amplify its positive aspects and reduce its negative impacts. For example, the government could tighten regulation of social media content and take punitive measures against accounts that post fake news to control the release and dissemination of fake news. At the same time, as users of social media, we can try to control our use of social media tendency and use it as a tool for expanding our horizons and learning, rather than as a platform for comparison and flaunting. I am Sally, and you have been listening to Social Media, Two-Edged Sword. This is a part of the podcast Borderscapes, produced with the support of the School of Media, Arts, and Humanities, and the Office of Technology Enhanced Learning at the University of Sussex. We had technical help from Matthew Taylor. Our executive producers were Lee Gooding and Martin Spinelli. Our theme music was composed by Helena McCormack, and our graphic design was by Thomas O'Dewar. Additional episode music credits and info are available at borderscapes.org. And for socials, we are at borderscapesport. Thanks for listening.